Good morning. Many thanks to attending our presentation. My name is Ivo Contursi. I am the CEO of the CALT company. I'm have 30 years experience. I've been as a technician. I have worked in many large company, national and international company, like IBM, Olivetti, Capgemini, and also for a consultancy firm, very specialized, very focused on some field, like I have been honored to be on the card of the inventor, the kings of the relational model and the relational databases. I mean, Ted Code and Chris Date. As entrepreneur, I started up to now five companies since 1994 in Italy and outside Italy. I want to introduce for you my colleagues, Tiziana Possemato, which will present their speech afterward. Tiziana Possemato, which is a partner, co-founder of CALT and chief of operating. So this means that all things, all projects fall under its responsibility. Of course, she's supporting the research project. She's supporting also the pre-sales activity and so on. But also she's a recognized consultant in open data and open linked data field. And about that, she's co-author of a book with Professor Mauro Guerrini, University of Florence, which is in fact about linked data and linked open data in libraries. Has been published just last March. The second one is Andrea Gazzarini, which is our technical director. And I think the best way to describe him is the sentence that it's in his LinkedIn page. I'm a principal software engineer, mainly focused on Java technology and blah, 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 but I love coding. No, I don't love managing people, things, project, and so on, even if sometimes it's a little bit boring, but he have to do. But he loves coding. That is what I think it's what it's really take the core of Andrea. Of course, he has more than 15 years experience in banking software, medium, large company, and so on. Andrea, it's author of a book. It's really an expert of solar search engine technology. He wrote a book, Apache Solar Essentials, that it's all about solar technology. The third one, it's Annalisa Di Sabato, which is responsible for consulting and customer services. 15-year experience. She's an expert in data quality, data treatment, conversion, and integration among vibrographic software and ERP software. That means management software for enterprise, accounting, financial, logistics, and so on. I don't know if, but we will have the space to speak about ERP afterward. No book, but a lot of thousand posts in Facebook, but she's thinking about a new book. And within the end of the year, she will write a book. Up to now, only post on Facebook. Okay. This is the program, the meeting program for today. is the same that has been published on the website, but there has been two small changes. The first one is that We have put in the same session the theory, let's say, even if it's not exclusive theory, but we have put the session of FRBR and RDA before the coffee break. And after that, the concrete implementation of the standard into the cataloging module of HolySuite. So this means that we have before the break the elements, the theoretical basis, theoretical elements of the new standard, and after the break, a concrete implementation that you can use, people can use, in the cataloging module. The rest is after that, the open linked data and some introduction elements, I don't know which is... So there is a lot of things to say about open data and linked data, but we will try to be a little bit to focus the essential basis of open data. Also because after lunch there will be again an implementation of a Union Catalog with linked open data technology. So again the theory, let's say, and the concrete implementation. Circulation module, so we continue with the module of the suite, with circulation model, module, acquisition, and collaborative module like, but we will see, desiderata, news, polls, and so on. There are a lot of things that can help, can support us in interacting with our users. Last but not least, of course, Andrea Gazzarini with HolySuite and OC Genius, architecture and main characteristics. And the speech will be focused on defining and explaining the architecture of the platform, which is the HolySuite, the platform for the librarians, and the platform for the end user, which is the so-called traditional OPAC. No, OC Genius is the replace the old LibreVision technology. That it's important because probably something that I can say about architecture, about our idea, our philosophy, our vision of platform will be more clear with the technological explanation of by Andrea. Hmm? Okay, let's start. I have not so much time, 5 minutes, so I will try to summarize in 5 minutes why we are here, which is our philosophy. I think that could be the most interesting thing that you want to hear. Our company is SME, it's a small medium enterprise. We have two market. We follow two market. One is the cultural heritage, means library, archives, documentation center, museums, and so on. Another one is focused on the enterprises. We provide for this type of sector. We provide methodology, tools, consulting on business process analysis, business process management, business process re-engineering for the introduction of the ERP system, which is the category is an integrated suite of modules for accounting, functionalities, logistics, customer relationship management, and so on. What is normally not said is that a library management system is exactly an ERP for the library sector. It's clear. So, but normally, because it's due to the fact that it's a suite of modules that implement the process and functions that happen in a library. Hmm? Okay. We think we are enough skilled, we have high competencies, and due to that, our competencies, we think that we can propose as the right partner for the customer. For for the customer, for starting a project, for thinking about a project, for discussing and cooperate in designing a solution. Probably this is, we have touched one of the main concepts. We don't sell off-the-shelf solution. We don't sell products, closed products that cannot be managed. We want to provide, we want to collaborate, we want to start relationship for providing solution which are tailored for that, for that context, for that scenario. We have four concepts, four main concepts that that push our working activity: open source, hybrid architecture, semantic web and linked open data, and networked enterprise. I mean, we have experience, we have a project, we have a relationship with the other SMEs, with university. Each of them, it's I specialized in some specific specific field. For instance, you see just what, because it's one of the projects that we have, a research project that we have closed just 1 month ago. You will see Moodle, which is a learning management system, but we are not expert in Moodle. But we cooperate, we collaborate, we work with a company which is really focused and high competencies in Moodle, and they profit of our competencies in linked data. We profit of their competencies in Moodle, and we have provided really an interesting linked open data platform for education. This is what, okay, open source, I think, well, I don't have to speak about anymore about open source. We all know what is, we all know the philosophy. We all know that it's something that we can use and we can fork, we can modify, and which is adaptable for different situations, for different needs. Hybrid architecture, I will take some minutes afterwards. Semantic web, we will speak in another speech. What does we mean for hybrid architecture? We mean that we don't think that a suite composed by several modules could be of interest, could fit the requirements, the need of a customer in all modules. There is a lot of stuff that we can use. There is a lot of software system that we can use and that we can integrate in order to compose, in this case, yes, a solution which is a solution for that customer. It's kind of Lego. Mm? We think about architecture that could be plugged in, that we can where we can compose different system, picking the best for each system. You have seen before the logo was Moodle, DSpace, Fedora as a digital library repository, and so on. Our solution, and we will give you a concretization of that, because HolySuite for the acquisition model has been differently from the former Amicus, which had its acquisition module. HolySuite for the acquisition function, for the acquisition process, has been integrated with an ERP system, an open source ERP system. The name is Adempiere. Picking the best and opening to new enhancement that could be huge, that could be always more and more could fit the interest of a possible customer. This means high configurable, flexible and functional, and from a, that it's important, from a cost viewpoint are minimized. This means that less than the cost of licenses, less than the cost of customization and so on. I don't want to go into detail more in the next slide because otherwise I keep too much time. I want to try to explain you one core concept that it's really important for us. The linked open data is not only a format, is not only a technology, is not only something that is different from the management system. The linked open data in our vision is all this, but it's also the backbone of a new generation system. Linked open data is the new enterprise application integration technology. The linked open data and the RDF format and so on, the repository of the linked open data triples is the backbone for the integration of data coming from different modules. So this is the tool that allow or could allow to integrate different modules and to build new, in this case, for instance, a union catalog. And that will be explained better by Tiziana during the speech of our experience in making a union catalog for some library of university in Italy, which is probably the first project in this type in Italy, or I don't know, it could be worldwide, but that follows this philosophy. It's not only a problem of converting data in RDF, in linked open data, and publishing in Sparkle endpoint. The linked, but it's also the backbone of a new architecture, of a new platform. We started to build some years ago, and what we are going to build, and what our philosophy is to build platform where you can put a platform made as much as possible, of course, by open source system, and where you can put new system depending on your new requirement or new needs. I hope this concept will be perhaps more clear during the day. Many thanks and enjoy the presentation with Tiziana, Annalisa, and Andrea. Many thanks.